News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The city of Wausau is moving ahead with some Thomas Street plans, though it's not as complete as you might expect. Committee action decided roughly which plan to go with, but there's still a lot of planning to do. It'll go back before at least two more committees before the full city council will make a vote. In the meantime, residents along Thomas Street still don't know if their property will need to be acquired by the city for right-of-way. The murder trial of Mark Buckeye finished its second day Tuesday afternoon. More witnesses and the playing of a 911 call that was placed by Mark Buckeye to report his now-dead wife missing. The trial is expected to take up to 9 total days. There are many more witnesses to go. The GOP engaged in a big party struggle over just what course to take regarding Obamacare. Fox News chief congressional correspondent Mike Emanuel has more from Washington.
House Republicans are engaged in an internal debate on the president's health care law, continuing to fight to repeal it or picking it apart. Congressman Raul Labrador from Idaho says there are options.
There is a broader philosophical question, though. Do we start fixing Obamacare one step at a time, or do we completely get rid of it?
The House removed the deductible caps on insurance plans affecting small businesses, and California Democrat Javier Becerra says he hopes the GOP is changing course.
Maybe it's a sign that they really will, at the end, try to work with us to try to make improvements to a very important bill, which we have always said will always need to be perfected.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
Wisconsin seems to be moving directly from the snow season to the wildfire season. State DNR said the fire danger is high in about the southwest quarter of the Badger State, and most counties in that region have banned open burning for today, most likely tomorrow, too, due to rising temperatures and stronger winds. In Fond du Lac area, fire officials held a news conference to alert people of the fire risk. That city had their first grass fire of the season this last week. In the neighboring area, we can tell you Catherine Cooley from the DNR says, we are in a prime area where things are drying out real fast, and debris burning, not a good idea.
Typically, that annual cleanup around the homes and property occurs in the spring. A lot of folks are outdoors burning their materials. So really, the biggest thing right now is to check the restrictions before you burn and always have proper permits.
Forecasters say that the warm temperatures will definitely make the fire dangers higher. Our chance for notable precipitation doesn't come until Thursday, and that depends on just where you are. Wisconsin becoming one of the best states in the nation for following the money and seeing just where state tax dollars are spent. U.S. Public Interest Research Group gave the Badger State an A-minus for its disclosure of state government expenses. Wisconsin received an F last year. The big reason for the change? Launching of the Open Book Wisconsin website. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, partly cloudy, clear and chilly later on, and patchy fog overnight down to 29 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow morning, turning mostly sunny in the afternoon, breezy, warmer, high of 62. Wednesday night, increasing clouds, 60% chance of showers after midnight, low 41. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.